From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Are employers doing enough for workers who might be at risk of exposure to Ebola? In a few minutes, we'll talk with a representative of the Service Employees International Union.
But first, Toyota is warning drivers not to let passengers sit up front. In fact, if you own a Toyota, Honda, Mazda, BMW, Nissan, GM, or Ford car, you may not want to sit in the driver's seat either if your car is one of the millions being recalled for an airbag defect, which causes driver and passenger side airbags to explode like an IED. At least four people have died from injuries related to the faulty airbags, including a woman who was in a car accident in Florida earlier this month. Doctors in the emergency room thought she'd been stabbed in the neck. Investigators now believe she was killed by shrapnel from her airbag. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is urging millions to fix the bags as soon as possible. Sean Kane is the president of Safety Research and Strategies. They specialize in motor vehicle and consumer product safety. Sean, do we understand car makers have known about this problem for up to 10 years?
Yeah, this problem is not a new one, and what we've been witnessing is what we call the rolling recall. The recall started back in the early 2000s and have been going on with the addition of new makes, new models, new years since that time. So we now have a bookend of cars going back to 2001 all the way up to 2013 model years that are covered by Takata airbag-related manufacturing and quality control problems.
And Takata Corp. is the Tokyo-based supplier of seatbelts, airbags, and steering wheels, and it's their airbags that are exploding. Explain what's happening here, because there are some reports that it has to do with humidity in the air.
Yeah, so what's happening is, and we've seen constantly shifting explanations, by the way, over time, which is also very troubling, but the canister, which sits in the hub of the steering wheel, for example, it looks like a can, and it's filled with a chemical material to get ignited, and it inflates, produces gas, and blows the airbag out of the steering wheel hub. What's happening is the canister is getting overpressurized, and rather than being able to vent out and inflate the bag, that overpressurization results in an explosion of the canister, literally creating like an IED type of explosion and peppering occupants with shrapnel.
Well, in fact, a woman was killed in Florida 3 weeks ago. It was a car accident, but in the hospital emergency room, they thought she'd been stabbed to death because it looked like stab wounds to her neck. If this problem with these airbags has been known for so long, why are they still going into cars?
Well, you know, we've seen this issue of the inflator overinflation and explosion problem. It started out, again, with some earlier model Hondas, and it keeps expanding to additional years, additional makes, additional models, but only after more injuries and fatalities have occurred, and that's particularly troubling. You know, we had to wait for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to even investigate the scope and magnitude of these many recalls until they opened their first investigation in June this year. You know, again, a very troubling development, because for a long time, you could see that this was a problem that wasn't going away. So we start to see that 2001 all the way up to 2013 model year cars are affected now. And if you look at the most recent recall, like from General Motors involving the 2013 Chevy Cruzes, they're trying to say this is unrelated. But one of the themes that we're seeing through all of these recalls, whether it's General Motors, Honda, or Toyota, is that there's a quality control problem at Takata, and those quality control problems have not been resolved for more than a decade. All of these problems relate back to the way these are being manufactured. And it's particularly troubling that the federal investigators have not been on this case until this year.
Yeah. Well, we're reading, too, that as to the thinking that this might have to do with humidity, there were recalls in certain regions because of that, regions that had high humidity. But others are pointing to a 2009 death in Oklahoma City, not known for, you know, very high humidity. And a young girl there was driving a 2001 Honda Accord. She hit another car, and her airbag also sent shards of metal into her neck, causing her death. So what should people do?
Well, you know, I think one of the first things that people need to be doing is checking their VIN number to discern whether or not they have an open recall campaign on their car. Whether or not you have one of these Hondas, Toyotas, or General Motors, or vehicles included in the Takata airbag, the easy way to check that is go to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and you can plug in your VIN number, and that'll tell you whether you have an open recall campaign. It's an important step for all consumers to take. If you have an open recall campaign, you need to get it remedied as soon as possible. recalls are only done on safety issues. So if there's an open recall, it is a safety issue and you need to get it remedied. And it's particularly important, of course, with the Takata investigation and recalls, because these are very deadly hazards that have caused some horrible injuries to folks.
And we'll link listeners up at hearandnow.org to that website where they can check their VIN. Sean Kane, President of Safety Research and Strategies, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.